Often the question is better than the answer. It happens to be I heard an amazing question two times this Shabbos. I will say that the answers might have been amazing, but I slept through one. Sadly, I admit that. And the second one, it was in Hebrew, so I missed a moment, and then I feel like I didn't see how it all pulled together. But here's a great question. Why is it that Avraham Avinu, with all the great miracles that happened in his life, the Kivshan Ha'esh, smashing up the idols from his father's workshop, finding God at 3 years old, all these amazing things, they're not in the text. You won't find them anyway. You'll find maybe allusions, you'll find different things, but you won't find it in the Pesukim at all. Why is that? What's the purpose? Why hide the greatness of Avraham Avinu? It's a great question. So this morning, I saw a beautiful answer by Rabbi Frand. Rabbi Frand says that if you were to look at Avraham Avinu and you were to see all the greatness that he did. At 3 years old, he accomplished this. And then a few years later, he did that. And then the Kivshan Ha'esh, etc., etc. You would sit there and you would say, there's no way. I couldn't even possibly be in that parsha ever. So what is the focus of the Torah at first? Initially, when we meet Avraham Avinu, it's little things he cares for. His deceased brother's child. He listens to God for something. Lech lecha. He takes care of the people of Canaan. He does all those things. Yeah. We encounter greatness, but it's greatness that's attainable. We don't look and say, he's wow. Can never be there. Why is that? Because the Torah wants us to recognize that to be great, you don't have to have moments like Avraham Avinu's Kivshan Ha'esh, but you have to get up in the morning and do the right thing. And you have to get up the next day and do the right thing. And you have to continue and continue and continue to do the right thing. That's greatness. And that's what the Torah wants us to know, that greatness is attainable. There are times where the Torah tries to make it relatable to us. Look at the beginning of this week's parasha. God comes to Avram. What does it teach us? It's just this idea of Bikur Cholim. Why? Because God wants us to know that those are the things that make a person great. It's the little things. You could do a lot of little things and be a lot greater than if you do one great thing one time. You should all look for it and God willing find it. Have a great day.